Blog Talk Radio.
They tell me my condition is incurable.
And this comes from the bottom of the sea.
You cannot help me.
They tell me that
it's
I
to your feet,
to
your roots, to your soul, and your body, and that's you.
Days like this,
and night.
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
And you would love me, and I would love you.
With my mistakes.
Young Cali, CDB,
PSC, Young Black King. Living in my sorrow, but that will follow me, and he be like my shadow, running out of time, but I do not battle, I don't need money, trying to tackle and shackle me up on my feet, my soul is out of reach, one day I will preach to the youngin', that's the future, one day I will preach to the youngest, not the future, even though you playing dirty in this game, executing, who am I, you fooling, man, I'm electrocuting, like a hot wire, the roof is on fire, I spit that PSC, cause that's the real in me, and then from looking up, that's only God,
I see,
and I see no one else, nobody on the feet, nobody never dead, cause everybody can be beat, so who am I to tell, and who are you to spell, and every day is life, but we all live in hell.
They tell me my condition is incurable.
You hear me?
They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
But I want you to feel me.
It's days like this. I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
Yeah.
But I must live with my mistakes.
Mama, I'm sorry. Grandma, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Family, I'm sorry. Life ain't life, I have no money to borrow, no money to give, and I'm living in my sorrow. Can somebody help me? The sun about to melt me, but the sun the only one that shines and can see me. In the daylight and in the night, I deceive you. We hit the studio and we feel so free. We do what we want to do, pray to God anytime. It can get spiritual, lyrical in the rhyme. I be in my damn prime, like I'm going holy, but I'm not holy. Only God know me, so you can't expose me. Try to show me, and you don't even know me. Say what you want, but I know that you're phony. You need to wake up, because these niggas taking pay cuts. And we just trying to live, but we all live in slavery, bro.
They tell me my condition is incurable. Tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
That's what you're telling me.
It's days like this.
Okay.
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
I wish.
But I must live.
Yo,
with my mistakes.
Let them know where you're coming from, B.
I.
See my steps in the mud, yeah, I track that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, bullshit, I attract that. Pull it out the knapsack. Try to fix me up like that crack. Mary got me high like jetpack. Fly for a dub sack and touch heaven, no peasant. King is my pedigree. Still the same when they bury me. Ain't no telling me who own mine. Ain't no selling me. Ain't no felony. If you stand your ground and your color free.
Body in debt, so the rail ain't free. We all paying bills, so the living ain't free. Tell me who cares, not the knowledge they seek. I'm living in mistakes, so don't you ever follow me. Am I speaking positively, cause you thinking negative? But that's okay, because the Lord blessing me. Some homies fade away, but I'm allergic to bleed. I'm a young black king, and that's permanently, yeah.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this. I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Welcome to TLE. I'm your host, N.H. Labduni. But I wanted to touch on real quick, and this is actually something I wanted to speak about a couple weeks ago. Minister Louis Farrakhan volunteering the security support of the Fruit of Islam for Beyonce. And here's where I stand on that. Beyonce is a very talented individual. Maybe. Hey, because industry is so digitized right now, she may not even be able to sing as well as you think she can, may not even be able to move as well as you think she can, or whatever. There's a lot of things that go into play. But what I do want to say is this. Beyonce got to where she got initially off the backs of black folks. And then she transcended to a place where she was accumulating wealth off of non-blacks. And as that occurred, her blackness veered off. But recently, after her Super Bowl performance, law enforcement have been stating that they would no longer provide security for Beyonce concerts. And at this point, Minister Louis Farrakhan felt that it was time for him to step in and say, we, as in the Fruit of Islam, their soldiers, their bodyguards, their tough guys, would provide security at Beyonce concerts if police refused to do so. What I find ironic is that a lot of the things that Minister Louis Farrakhan speaks against, Beyonce advocates in her music. Now, I'm not saying for Farrakhan not to volunteer the Fruit of Islam to provide security, black-on-black support that was needed. We got to stand up and support each other and everything else, so on and so forth. But my thing is this. A, Beyonce has Beyonce money. Beyonce has Jay-Z money. Beyonce got bread to pay any other random security agency, security force, private security to come in and handle that business. Farrakhan did not need to jump out on the center stage and say, oh, we have her back, we will support her. Farrakhan, that's like you saying that you'll support somebody, you'll support a drug dealer dealing dope in the hood. Because music is drugs. Is it not? You get addicted to it. You get you feeling some way. It alters your mind state. Music is a drug. Music is a drug. You got the rhythm, the beats, and everything. It's a drug. She has the money to provide for her own security force, private security. Don't even need police. Because I bet you police weren't even being paid through her. They were just getting paid overtime or whatever through their own payroll. Not like she was putting the bill for them to provide security. She has the money to get her own security. And what's crazy is minor artists, emerging artists, artists just coming out, when they try to rent a location or host a show at a venue, they're responsible for getting their own security, which they pay for out of pocket. Beyonce doesn't need police. She can hire her own security. She has it. She has the money. She has the wealth to do so. Fruit of Islam does not require. Especially since she spent all this time exploiting the black culture, black privilege, black lifestyle. And now it's come to this where there's been an attack on black and any black progress. Now we want to raise the black flag. Farrakhan, no. Now, if she were to come out and say, oh, will you please give us some assistance? Will you please? If she actually sent the request, then I understand that. But nowhere have I seen in any reports where it says that Beyonce actually requested the support of the FOI through the Islam. So she didn't request it, and she does opposite of what you talk about. What are you trying to do? Win her over with love? By being an enabler? I mean, really. I don't get it, Farrakhan. Now, it's not to diss Farrakhan. I love Farrakhan. I love what Farrakhan stands, or some of what Farrakhan stands for. I'm not Muslim. I'm not part of the Nation of Islam. But I appreciate the humility. I appreciate the focus and the concentration of building up our black folk. That I can ride with. I don't follow man. I follow a message. And if the message don't vibe with me, I don't listen to the person anymore. Look at Dr. Umar Johnson. I love Dr. Umar Johnson. I love him for his message, not for his actions. Not for whatever scandals are put into play. That's the same way as white folk right now with Bill Clinton. And they all rallying behind Hillary Clinton. You know how all these people talk about, yay, build this, build that, build this, build that. But we already know the scandals that Bill has been involved in. Guilty of, even by his own admission. But we do not let those admissions taint our view of him. I can say the same for Umar. People want to say, oh, I can't listen to Umar no more because of that sex scandal with the conscious stripper, this, that. Why? His message didn't change. His message has nothing to do with his personal life and who he doing what to. His message is still the same and is still broken down for everybody. And it's still the same message. We as a people need to stand together. We as a people need to stop buying into what the white man tells us. We as a people need to build our own. Claude Anderson, we as a people need to build our own. Dr. Ben, rest in peace. We as a people need to build and love our own. Embrace our own. Farrakhan, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, with the deepest humility, grace, respect, and adoration for your message. Not for you, but for your message. Because even Christ says it's not him, but the person that sent him. Don't follow him. It is the person that sent him. It's not about him. Humility. You know how to say don't kill the messenger? It's not about the messenger. It's the message. And if the message is not right, you don't need to listen any further. Minister Louis Farrakhan, providing Beyonce security at her concerts, I feel it could be a good look. But my problem is that you went out before a public request was made and you offered up the protection of the fruit of Islam. And there ain't nothing holy about what Beyonce does. Last time I checked, and it's scripture, spirituality, godliness, holiness, does not lie in bed with carnal nature. You know that. And that's my problem. And right now, from based off appearance, mind you, Jesus had no appearance. He was amongst a den of thieves, this, that, and the third. Oh, I understand tremendously. It's just the way it came out. You may have something else going on, and by all means, that's you. But based off appearances, that is not a good look. Especially to just volunteer the fruit of Islam for something like that. I mean, if you want to volunteer the fruit of Islam for helping one of our brothers and sisters get out of jail after being locked up on fraudulent charges, oh, I'm all behind that. Let's raise the flags. Sound the alarm. Oh, police don't want to provide security at a Beyonce concert? Well, that's not necessarily doing anything for black folk anyway, but keeping them dumb and stupid and programmed to some foolishness. I'm just saying. So, Farrakhan, please, between you and me, please, 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 let me know what you really got in mind with this situation. Because as of right now, it's not a good look. And I've already said this is not about looking good, but being good. But please, you better have an end goal for this whole providing Beyonce protection, security at her concerts. I'm at H Live Dooney signing out for TLE TV. Beyonce, watch your back. Not for me, but watch your back.